sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this hump day Wednesday, May 28th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. RiskItFest.com. Absolutely going to be a blast. Vicky and I are going to be there. You need to come join us. We are going to have so much fun. Man, I cannot wait. This is going to be an absolute blast. All the information is there. RiskItFest.com is the website. Ticket prices are going up at 5 p.m. on Friday. So if you can, go there and get your tickets now. Thanks to Drew over at PriceSlide.com. They have a sliding scale based on the number of advance tickets sold. Everybody will be charged on their credit card the lowest price once it closes. So help us drive the price down, get the ticket prices as low as possible for everybody by getting your tickets today or tomorrow. Friday morning at the latest, you can use a credit card or a debit card. It won't hit your account until Saturday morning after your paycheck is in there. Get your tickets before 5 p.m. on Friday. RiskItFest.com. It's going to be Saturday, June 21st at the new location of the Iron Pig South, 4029 Old U.S. 27 Highway on the east side. What you basically do, get off of I-75 at mile marker 279. That's the first exit south of downtown Gaylord, exit 282, Main Street M32. That's where the old location is located downtown. Well, you just go 3 miles south, get off at 279, and then when you get off the ramp, head 1 mile exactly south. It'll get you to 4029 Old 27 Highway. On the east side of the road, right across from Lake Oxego Lake, is across the street. Now, Friday, the day before, I'm going to be broadcasting from that location. I'm going to be doing the show from their location, Iron Pig South, 9 to noon, and then getting across the street at the Ridge Golf Course and going to be playing a round of golf at their golf outing. Haven't played golf in years, but I'm going to go and hit a few buckets ahead of time, get my swing back, and hopefully not embarrass myself at the golf outing. Looking for partners. If you guys want to play with me, they're going to be sending us out in foursomes. So if you'd like to join us, please do so. Consider doing it. I'm going to reach out to Tim Roberts from Patriots Relief, see if he's going to be able to make it, be able to play golf with him. I've never even met Tim in person yet. We've talked on the phone many times, but haven't talked to him in person, face-to-face. So hopefully we'll be able to play golf on Friday. And then we're going to go to a VIP reception Friday night to launch the event for the next day, Saturday, June 21st. The event starts at noon. It goes until 11 p.m. They're going to have fireworks. They're going to have bands. They're going to have comedians. They're going to do all kinds of stuff, food. Oh, man, it's going to be a party. It's going to be a blast. So, again, go to the website, riskitfest.com. Get your tickets before 5 p.m. on Friday because the prices will go up. And we're excited. We're going to be there. Going to have a great weekend. We are excited. Absolutely going to have fun. Saturday, June 21st. Riskitfest.com is the website. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit LegendarySystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. We're going to get in the rig right now. We've been pre-tripped, inspected, ready to roll. We're going to get to Lansing. And looking at MERS news service this morning, kind of interesting is the fact that the legislators after being off for Memorial Day on Monday, back to work. Well, it's interesting because they want us to believe that they're actively working on the budget. Governor Gretchen Whitmer on social media yesterday posted quote of the day. MERS News Service gave it to the Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Yesterday, to-do list on Tuesday, yesterday, deliver a long-term solution for local and state roads. Deliver a sustainable solution for local and state roads. Deliver a sustainable long-term solution for local and state roads. This year, we will, end quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Here's the problem. The amount of spending that the Senate Democrats are proposing, what she's proposing, Republicans are not going along with it. Well, guess what? It's going to be a situation that comes down to once and for all Governor Gretchen Whitmer fulfilling her campaign slogan that she ran on in 2018 and ran on again, reelected in 2022. Elect me governor, and I'm going to fix the damn roads, quote unquote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She said it to get elected in 2018. She didn't do it. She said it again to get elected, reelected in 2022. She got reelected. So far, she hasn't done it. Well, according to the Senate Majority Leader, the Communist Democrat Winnie Brinks from Grand Rapids, she comes out on Mackinac Island, which is where they're at, or the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting of the elected officials, people running for office, the politicos, the media, they're there. Well, while on Mackinac Island, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks says what's lacking right now in terms of creating a new road funding plan is a genuine conversation between the House and the Senate, end quote, said Brinks. Now, you have to understand that she is the majority leader in the state Senate. Why? Because they have a 19-18 one-seat advantage, making her the Senate majority leader. She has been at odds and has taken to court and sued the Republican Speaker of the House, Republican Majority Leader Matt Hall, back in January. Why? Again, hate to tell this story over and over and over, but it's critical to their relationship, for you to understand the relationship between the Senate Majority Leader and the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. Matt Hall was sworn in and took the keys to the Speaker's office on January 1st of this year. In going into his office and going into the Speaker's desk, he saw 9 bills that were passed by the Democrat-controlled House, the Democrat-controlled Senate, in the lame duck session. Before they ended the legislative session for the 102nd legislature, before the 103rd took over, which is under the stewardship of Speaker Matt Hall. 9 bills was on the desk that never were sent to the governor, Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, for her signature. Matt Hall walks in and goes, what's this? Oh, it appears that those 9 bills that the Democrats rammed through in the House and the Senate never were sent to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for signing to become law. Well, let me check the state's constitution. Let me look and see what Michigan state constitution says my obligations are as the new speaker of the 103rd legislature. What are my requirements to do with these bills? Guess what, folks? It's not in there. There's nothing in the state constitution that obligates the new speaker, Matt Hall, to forward those bills to the governor for signature into law. So what did the Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks do? She sued him. She took him to court. What did the judge rule? Not that he must, not that he shall, not that he is required to forward those bills to the governor for signature into law. What the judge ruled was he should forward those bills in good faith. Well, guess what? Those are 9 partisan bills that they rammed through, Democrats only voting for him in the House, Democrats only voting for him in the state Senate, that they rammed through in the lame duck session that Matt Hall can basically kill. Do you know, according to a story I read about a month ago, I believe it was toward the end of April, they've never even met in person. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Matt Hall, Speaker of the House, Republican, have never met face-to-face, have never sat down and had a meal together. So now she's claiming that they don't have a road funding deal is because, quote, what is missing is a genuine conversation between the House and the Senate, end quote. Brinks goes on to say from Mackinac Island, it's not enough just to have a plan. It's not enough to even pass things through one chamber. If it's not bipartisan, which it wasn't, Republicans only voted for it. If it's not bicameral, meaning something done in both the House and the Senate, which is the type of government we have in Lansing, it's bicameral. It's not a unicameral situation. We don't have that. It's not that type of system. Well, Brinks goes on to say, if it's not bipartisan and not bicameral, it will not be successful. It also needs to move alongside a new budget because the budget implications are so significant. And so until we have a productive conversation about both those things, it doesn't matter if there's a plan on the table from only one side and from only one chamber, end quote, said Brinks on Mackinac Island. Well, sitting alongside was Senator Kevin Hertel, Democrat from St. Clair Shores, as part of the debut of the Live from Mackinac, brought to you by DTE Energy, Mackinac Policy Conference. They sat down and did a podcast together. Well, while discussing it, Hertel basically reinforced and supported everything that Winnie Brinks said. Both the governor and the Republican-controlled House have plans to add around $3 billion to the proposed current road construction projects. The governor and the Republicans agree that any state taxes paid at the gas pump should go toward road improvements. Duh. We've been saying that for years. As a matter of fact, when you guys first passed it, the increased fuel taxes, we were told that's where the taxes were going to go. But then what they did is, in addition to the fuel taxes, folks, they added sales tax. The sales tax, 6% on gasoline, would be rerouted from the school aid fund because back in the day, that's what they allocated it to. 6% fuel tax all these years has gone to the schools, not to the roads. Did you know that? We all thought, well, taxes we were paying at the pump was going to fix the roads, and that's not what's been happening. In addition to the school aid fund, it also went to local government revenue sharing to the roads, creating questions and concerns over how those funds and obligations would be backfilled without the same amount of sales tax revenue coming in. So now Republicans are saying, that's it. We're going to be honest with the people of Michigan. Any taxes you pay at the pump will go to fix the roads. Well, how are they going to backfill that lost revenue to the school aid fund and local revenue sharing? So, to make the plan financially stable, the governor, this is the governor's idea, has suggested new wholesale taxes on the marijuana industry, similar to those that we have on cigarettes and other tobacco products. Additionally, she proposed new costs for big tech corporations. You know, big tech corporations need to pay their fair share. Why? Because they haul heavy weights on Michigan roadways and bombard Michiganders with nuisance pop-ups and ads. I don't know what that has to do with the roads, but okay, nuisance pop-up ads. I guess when she's browsing the internet, she doesn't like big corporations popping up on her Facebook page. Whatever. Well, on the House Republican side, a little bit different approach. They want to avoid new taxes and fees. They want to eliminate publicly funded corporate incentives and business grant programs like, for example, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Strategic Fund, the SOAR Fund, every single fund that basically Governor Gretchen Whitmer has created since she became our governor on January 1st, 2019. And not going to spend it anymore, Governor. Sorry. All the money you want spent on economic development, gone. But at the same time, Senate Democrats are cautious about potential slashes to education and public assistance programs, especially after the U.S. House Republicans voted on a plan on May 22nd, just 6 days ago, the One Big Beautiful Bill, to reduce future Medicaid spending and eligibility over the next decade. So, of course, they're worried about that. Well, when asked if road funding can be done without creating new arteries for state revenue, new arteries, do you like that word, MERS News Service used? New arteries, new ways of bleeding our blood dry for state revenue? Majority Leader Brings said today she thinks the governor was accurate in saying that it's going to be really difficult to pull off a plan without new revenue resources. There you go. There's your sign. New taxes. New revenue resources. Oh, this is going to be interesting. Right from Mackinac Island. Mine and Vicky's place where we got married. Love Mackinac Island. Hello, Mayor Dowd. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's lead.